Again, praise the Lord for every one of you that dialed in to this Dream Team prayer line. I thank God because we're learning and we're ever growing together. Praise God. We never arrive. We always have room to grow. We always have more that we learn about God's Word. We can read a scripture many times, and we think we know that scripture, but the Holy Spirit has a way of just opening that scripture and help us to learn more about God. And that's how we get a closer relationship with Him. Tonight, you'll find me in Ephesians, the first chapter of Ephesians, and Paul has written this letter to the church at Ephesus. And the first verse says, Paul, he says, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. See, God willed it so. He ordained it. And he's written this to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. And he's saying, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I just started thinking about that as I was studying this passage of Scripture. When it talks about, see, he made distinction. He says, grace and peace be to you from God, our Father. And when we think about it, how God is our Father, hallelujah, what does that really, really mean? That means God has made himself personal. It's a personal thing where we could develop intimate relationship with God, our Father. It's emotionally and even sacrificially. God is involved with us. In other words, he cares about every phase of our lives. Amen. Praise God. And then he talks about, he says, and Jesus Christ. In other words, saying the Lord and from the Lord Jesus Christ. What's that mean? When he says Lord, that means that he is a ruler, he's the boss, he's the master of our whole life, not part of it. The Lord doesn't want a part of it, but he wants all of us. He must be given full control over your entire life. Say amen to that. Amen. He is in full control. So, The topic for tonight is the riches of God's grace. I mean, his grace is so broad. My God, but the richness of it. We only can touch on it a little bit, just a tad bit tonight, because time won't allow. But we're just going to touch on that some. So now I'm down to the third verse. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Let's just stop right there. Blessed be God the Father. I mean, we talked about his grace. It's just so broad to us. But yet his grace he makes himself small enough that he lives on the inside of us, but yet he's God our Father. He is supreme. Oh, my God. He is our Father. Think even in the natural, just the natural. There's no way we can compare God with our natural Father, but just think how a real Father, how he takes care of us, how he loves us, how he wants to provide for us. I'm talking about a real natural Father, how they sacrifice himself. I know my father did. I saw as I was growing up, he worked two jobs just to keep us. He says, I'm doing this to keep you all out of the ghetto. And I didn't understand it then, but he worked and provided for us. Well, if that's a natural way, as the scripture says, listen, if y'all being evil and you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? Oh, my God, if your heavenly Father give good things to those that ask him. But he's saying he has blessed us. That means you and I. That means his people. In other words, those that have accepted Jesus Christ and made him Lord and master of their life. He has blessed you and I, he says, with all spiritual blessings. All, not some, not a few. He says all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. Amen. Because of Jesus, because of his blood, because of his sacrifice that he made, he has made us in the family. He has put us in that family. Praise God. Let's talk about just a little bit of the spiritual gifts. My God, he's saying that spiritual blessings, just think, number one is the gift of salvation. That's why we're here on this line right now, because the Lord has saved us. He's giving us his life, eternal life. He's giving us that hope. He's translated us from darkness into his marvelous light. My God, the scripture tells us, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Think about it. Hey, when we come to church and when you get up in the morning, no matter where you are, thank him for, Lord, I thank you for salvation. I'm going to tell you, as I get down a little bit further, and we'll understand how much we ought to be thankful for the gift of salvation. It is a gift. No man can boast. We can't earn it or anything like that. There's no merit or anything that for salvation. It is the gift of God. Say amen, somebody. Hallelujah. All spiritual blessings. That means all the good things, he says, in heavenly places. Praise God. In Colossians, it tells us, listen, don't set your affections on the things of this world. Don't set your affection on things that the moth can eat up, the things that decay and rust away. But it tells us, set your affections on things above. Now, talk just a few, a spiritual blessing. Yes, salvation. It's, oh, my God, can't even talk enough about that. The salvation is completeness, wholeness for the man, the whole man, praise God. And not only that, a spiritual blessing. He's made it so that he's given us this intimate relationship with him through Jesus Christ. He's given us the gifts of the Spirit. We don't have time to go into it, but maybe one day we'll talk about. That's a whole separate subject, the gifts of the Spirit. He's given us one of the spiritual blessings. Is he's given us the power to do God's will, the power to say, yes, Lord. He is the one. Listen, we can't live this life holy as unto the Lord by ourselves, but it's God that gives us the will to live right. It's the Holy Spirit that's abiding on the inside that leads and guides us and directs us into all of truth. Praise God. I'm only touching on a little bit, but my Lord, think about it. Because of our salvation, because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, because he loved us so much, you and I have eternal life. That's what we have to look for. That's the hope that we have. He's given us the power of discernment. Praise God. He's given us the authority to come boldly before the throne of grace. Boldly, hallelujah, but yet humbly, asking God for whatever it is that we need. Praise God. He's given us the power to pray. He's given us the power to resist the devil. The Bible says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I am excited when you think about it. And then listen, I haven't even gotten to there's another part of the scripture where on verse 4, so it says, according as he have chosen us, that means you and I, in him, before the foundation of the world. Oh, my God. That's what I just begin to think about that. In other words, he had us even before we were thought of, before the world, before there was a world, he had us in him. Oh, let me read a little bit further. Think about that, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. It takes the love of God to bring us into the place of Him where we need to be. It's God's unmerited favor, God's grace, God's love. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to five. I'm going fast, but we can't get it all in, but yet and still we'll get some of it. Verse 5 says, listen, after he has already chosen us, we were already predestined. He says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. My God, because of the shed blood of Jesus, he made us so that we are joined into the family of God. He's saying that he predestined, he chose us before the foundation of the world, that he predestinated us unto the adoption. He adopted us into his love, into his grace. And we're talking about the richness of God's grace. We can't even... Oh, my God, we can't even comprehend it. I mean, even begin to know how much his grace, how rich his grace and love is toward us. So much so that he sent his only begotten son. All we got to do is believe in him and accept and make him Lord and master of our life, that we can have this kind of eternal life. Oh, my God, this is so awesome. I mean, oh, my God. When as I begin to study this, as I begin to meditate on it, I mean, he had us before it was even a world. He says he preordained us. He predestinated us unto us, the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. We are in him according, the next verse is, according to the good pleasure of his will. Aren't you glad God loved you? Aren't you glad he had you in his plan? Aren't you glad that according to his will, he said, whosoever will, let him come. And then the last verse I want to read here says, to the praise of the glory of his grace. You telling him out that we shouldn't come together and give God praise? We get up in the morning that we should even say, God, when our eyes open up, that we realize that we're still in the land of living, that we realize how his grace, his mercy have kept us all night long. It tells us to the praise of the glory of his grace. He has done all of this, made us adopted. We are adopted in the family. The Bible says, right now are we the sons of God. Glory to God. And it says, look, wherein he have made us. This is the part that really, really, I mean, it really got me. It says, I'm going to read that again. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us, you and I, made us, the church, the body of Christ, accepted in the beloved. And that is where I'm at tonight. You think about, we have been accepted in the beloved. What's the beloved? The beloved is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That sinless lamb, that spotless lamb, we have been accepted in the beloved. Say that to you. Say that out loud wherever you are. I'm accepted in the beloved. I'm accepted in Jesus Christ. He washed me and he raised me. Hallelujah. Delivered me. And now I'm accepted into the beloved. Glory to God. Next verse says, look, in whom we have redemption through his blood. It's making it plain for us. Oh, yeah, we're in the beloved. He's accepted us now. And then we have redemption. We've been saved through his blood, through for the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Hallelujah. We praise God. Ooh, this is heavy. And I know we're not going to get through this all tonight, but that's okay. Just thinking about that. We're thinking about he's given us all spiritual blessings. is giving us. We haven't even talked about the natural blessings yet, but he says spiritual blessings. The spiritual blessings are blessings that last, when the natural blessings go away. Praise God. That's why you want to build your hope in Jesus Christ. That's why we want to get yourself rooted and grounded in him, in Jesus Christ. See, it's in him that we live. It's in Jesus that we move. And it's in Jesus that we have our being. Glory to God. Amen, 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 someone. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And he's given us, he said, through his divine power, Peter talks about it, through his divine power, God has given us all things. There it is again, all things pertaining to life and godliness. Awesome God we serve. See, God chose us. We didn't choose him. He chose us before they even was the foundation of the world. He already had chose us, predestinated us. I'm glad. Aren't you glad God had you on his mind? Oh, my Lord. While we were yet sinners, the word says God loved us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, he made us his children. We are adopted into the family of God. And again, think about it. And we are now accepted in the beloved that's in Jesus Christ. Colossians 1 and 13 says, further along this, I'm just talking about the richness, the riches of God's grace. It says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. See, the enemy thought he had us. He thought he had us down. But you know what? When God gets ready to move and deliver, the enemy has to stop. He has to back up. Praise God. Because the scripture says he delivered us from the power of darkness. And then he has, didn't stop there, but he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. In whom, I read that a little earlier, same related scripture, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And then Romans 8:1 picks up like this. Listen, after he's done all of that, see, the enemy wants to, he is an accuser of the brethren. He wants you to keep looking back. Yes, but you're not good enough. He'll never accept you. Listen, the devil is a liar because the Bible says, I just read, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. And then he translated us into the kingdom of his son, Jesus Christ. And then, so listen, Romans 8:1 just verifies this. It says, look, there is therefore now, there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The Lord has forgiven us because of his grace. Hallelujah. He has made us so that we are, that he has looked at us as if, that we have never sinned. He has washed our sins away. He has cleansed us through the blood of Jesus Christ. The scripture says if any man, any woman, any boy, any girl, that's what that means, any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. The old man passed away. Behold, all things become new. But how many know that that old man, he keeps raising his head up every now and then? How many know that the things that you thought you was delivered from, every now and then it comes to back to haunt you? But see, that's why the Bible says, Paul said we die daily. We die daily to self. That's why we have to grow in it. We grow in this richness of his grace. He knows that. That's why we have Jesus Christ. He's that mediator. Hallelujah. He's our advocate. He pleads our case. He said, but Father, but my blood, I shed my blood for them. Glory to God. Jesus is on the right hand of God the Father, and he's making intercession for you and I right now. Glory to God. I just love this. It just made me realize just what God, how much he loves us, how rich his love is toward us, how rich his grace is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Again, what's grace? You can't. It's God's unmerited favor. We can't earn it. Hallelujah. We don't merit it. But he, let me tell you, because he loved us, we've been accepted into the beloved. Glory to God. And then 1 John 3:2 picks it up like this. He says, beloved, right now, again, I think I said this, we are the sons of God. But see, it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we do know this, that when Jesus shall appear, that we're going to be like him. Hallelujah. Accepted in the beloved Jesus Christ. We are holy and blameless in his sight. We are saved. Hallelujah. Through this, by faith, through this grace of God, we know that he has washed us, cleansed us, delivered us, and he has changed us. He's translated us from darkness into his marvelous light. Aren't you glad about that? Oh, my God, I know I am. Praise the Lord. You get a chance, read back through that. I mean, I went pretty fast, but read back through this. And I'm hoping that you do this anyway, every week. Go, guess why I take the time to give you the scriptures. Just don't take my word for it. But let me tell you, we need to study the word of God. Study to show yourself approved unto God, not unto your pastor, not unto your church, not unto your bishop, but unto God, approved. And the scripture says, search him, search these scriptures, for in them we think we have eternal life. We need his word. We need to learn. And see, that's one of the biggest tricks of the enemy, to keep us so busy and other priorities are way ahead, and God is way down on the list, but other things seem to more important, that I got to do this and do that, and I got to be here. Let me tell you what, the enemy knows. See, when you get that word, and when it breaks through on you, like it broke through on me, about I'm accepted in the beloved, let me tell you, you will never be the same. Will you begin to say, Lord, give me more? You begin, you know, the scripture says, he that hungers, he that thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. No doubt about it. Hallelujah. That's how much he loved us, and he still loves us. Love covers a multitude of fault and sins, you know, and don't let that enemy make you feel guilty when you're trying to live all you can if you make a mistake. Hallelujah. The Bible says we sin, that we have an advocate with God the Father. And, you know, don't stay there and waddle. And get up, clean yourself up, get up, try again. God, give me strength. And he will. He will do just what you ask. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory, glory, glory. We talked about tonight the richness, the riches of God's grace. Awesome. Glory to God. I'm praising him. I'm praising him for the revelation and illumination of his word tonight. So tonight we're going to pray, and we just want you to pray. Join in with this prayer. Believe God what it is that you have in need, stand in need of. We all standing in the need of prayer. I need prayer. We all need prayer. But we want to join our faith together and touch God. We want to touch heaven, because he has given us this power that I was talking about. He has given us the power through his grace, through his love, that we can come to him boldly. We can ask according to his will. Anything he says, according to his will, he said, and we ask without doubting, we can have just what the word says we can have. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we love you. We praise you tonight. Oh, God, you're so, so good to us. And we thank you, Lord, for imparting, Lord, your Holy Spirit that just illuminated the scriptures, how it just broke through on us, Lord. How, God, that you've given us the ability to just touch on it, a little bit tonight. Oh, it's so much more. You have so much more for us. But, Father, I just pray, and we pray on behalf of every person that's tuned into this prayer line tonight. Father, we believe in you, God, that we are thanking you tonight that you have accepted us. We are accepted in the beloved. Hallelujah. That you loved us so much that you gave your only son. God, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for the gift tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you called us, you chose us even before the foundation of the world. My God, we thank you so much for your love. We'll never be able to thank you enough. But God, we can love you. And you said if we love you, if we truly love you, that we will keep your word. We will obey your truth. That we will live a life that's holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service, that we would present ourselves to you, God. We want to thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation tonight. Thank you, Lord, for every person that you already ordained. It's not by chance that they're on this prayer line tonight, but you ordained it so, God, that we can hear your word. Hallelujah, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by your word. Thank you, God, that we don't have to die. We don't have to live beneath our privilege because we're exposed to your word. We're learning what your promises are. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that all that's here tonight, God, on this prayer line tonight, and everyone that's connected with us, that's connected to the people that's on this line, hallelujah, Father, that you will just let your mercy prevail. Let your grace, hallelujah, let your grace reach out and redeem them, God. Those that need to be saved, those that need to be delivered from drugs, delivered from crack cocaine, delivered from illicit sex, delivered from the bondage of sin, delivered from the bands of wickedness. Father, we pray and we believe it. We accept it, God, that you are doing a new thing. We look for a new day. We look for the blessings of the Lord. We look for the favor of God to rest, rule, and abide in us. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you, God, because you are so good, Father. God, had it not been for your love, oh, and your grace and your mercy, we would have been consumed a long time ago. But God, it's because of your love that we are not consumed. Hallelujah. But yet we have eternal life. Yet we have a hope in Jesus Christ. Yet we have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Jesus, that when you died on that cross, when you said, Father, it is finished. The plan of salvation is finished. Hallelujah. You took our sickness. You bore our diseases in your body, and you nailed them to that cross. It is by your stripes that we are healed. Father, whatever the need is right now, you know each and every person. You know them separately. You know them individually. You know us collectively. Father, meet the need tonight. We praise you, God, because we know that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, those that need healing, heal, God, those that need their bodies to be lifted from pain, those that need a clear mind, a clear conscience, Father, we just praise you, God, that whatever the need is, hallelujah, we present it to you, God, all the sickness, all the diseases, all the hurt, oh my God, some are hurt not only naturally and physically in their body. They're sick naturally in their mind, God. Would you would just heal and touch their minds? Father, those, God, that need a touch from you, oh, my God, need a turnaround, Father, a redemption. We know we have redemption through your blood in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Lord, my God, God, give them a hunger and a thirst after your righteousness. Give them, God, those that don't go to church, they don't go to anybody's church, they don't even have a desire to go to church. But, God, while we have this, while the doors are yet open, while we have the opportunity to freely worship you in spirit and in truth, Father, tug at their heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know them. I don't need to call their names, but you know them individually. Tug at their heart. Holy Ghost, touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, every member, every family member, every connection, God, God, have your way. That we can be what you have called us to be, that you would be, that we would be pleasing in your sight, that we will truly represent and show the, our thankfulness, our appreciation, for that you have accepted us in the beloved. Hallelujah. We thank you for the peace of God that this passes all understanding. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for mercy tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you for our children. God, we praise you for them because, God, they are our next leaders. God, that you would just bless them. We pray, God, that you will let the angels of the Lord encamp around about them and lead them and cover them. Cover them with your blood, even on the school bus. Oh, my God, in the schoolroom. My God, we counsel every work of the enemy. We counsel every illegitimate thing of the enemy that tried to plan to bring evil and destruction. We bind it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we speak life. We speak protection. We speak the glory of your glory surround them, God. In the name of Jesus. Even, God, as we leave out our homes, God, that you would keep us covered under the blood, God. Even you would protect our vehicles, Lord. That you would protect us from accidents and incidents. And, oh, God, you're able. Hallelujah. You do it. You've done it for us. You'll do it again. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day because this is the day that you have made, and we are determined to rejoice and be glad in it. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, that we pray that the angels of the Lord that would just even touch our government, touch the people who have leadership, give us real leaders, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, give the wisdom and the direction, God. Holy people, godly people, give us someone that will stand for you, Father, no matter what comes or goes. But, God, we are looking to you. You are the author. You are the finisher of our faith. We are looking to you, God. All of our help comes from you. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you. We don't have to fear what the devil will do. We don't have to fear what man can do to us. But God, we know that you have everything in control. You got the king's heart in your hands. You're in control of the decisions that need to be made, in control of the government. You're in control. Lord, it from the natural, it doesn't look like it, but God, we know in whom we believe. So we put our trust in you and we rest in you. Give us that peace. Oh, God, oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we know that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. My God, well, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that we're beginning to walk in the fullness, of your love, walking to understand it, and that we will show our true love to you, that we will worship you in spirit and in truth. God, that we know that time is winding up. We don't have time to play. There's no time to play. But God, we have got to pray. And we thank you that we have this opportunity, that we can worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. So, Father, we praise you, God, for all those, God, that even are convalescing at home. God, we thank you, Father, and we pray, God, even for the bereaved hearts, bereaved family, even for my neighbor, God, Mike, who lost Kathy just yesterday morning. God, we thank you that you are being strength for him, that you are strengthening him. Hallelujah, that he knows your love. God, that you would just encourage him, bless the family. God, you know, you feel all space. Hallelujah. You would encourage him in Jesus' name. As many, many others that we don't know them, but God, you, that people that need healing and encouragement, deliverance, and peace. So we bless you. We thank you, God, even for our church family, that you would just bind us closer together. And God, that you would give us a greater hunger and thirst after righteousness, even in our services, that we would see the pure movement of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, that you begin to draw people even out of the road and from the roads, God, all over, God, that you would draw them into your house, God. And God, give us people that love souls, that have hunger for them. God, that will just show them how to live and that would encourage one another. We can be there one for another, God. Give us that true love, God, that flows from heart to heart and breath to breath. We bless you. We thank you for our pastor, God. We thank you that you are strengthening his body even right now, that you would give him the wisdom and the knowledge, God, that the Holy Ghost would impart the direction, guidance, God, how to lead your people. And we bless you, Lord, that you would give us help. Give us people that will hold our arms up in the gospel. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Not only our church, but every pastor, every church that's real for you, God. Every pastor, every lay member, God. Oh, my God, let your will be done. Give us revival, true revival. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and amen, and amen. Glory to God, I thank you. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for God. Let's thank you for the goodness. Let's thank you for the mercy. Let's thank you for the grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We bless you. We receive it, God. We receive your word tonight. We bless you, Lord. You're so good. Hallelujah. And we praise you. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for accepting us in the beloved. Glory to God. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And amen. Ooh, glory to God. My time has really gone. And I praise God. But we had a time tonight, a time to learn of Jesus, a time that we learn how much, how great he is to us. And I praise God that you will be continued blessed, your household, that God will show you his favor. That favor will follow you everywhere you go. Hallelujah. And I pray that when the Lord will bless us, we come together here the second Sunday here. Praise God. Hallelujah. That you meet the prayer. Come to the prayer, 10:30. You don't know what you're missing. Just come to that prayer. Come and just be in it. Be in the midst. Be in that number. Glory to God. Because God is moving by his Spirit. Amen. So we praise you. Thank God for you and your families. Thank God. Keep us in your prayers. We love you. Pastor loves you. But we know that God loves us most. So I pray that you be blessed tonight. Study his word. Pray. Take time for Jesus. Make room for Jesus. Glory to God. And with that, I'm going to say good night and be blessed of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Good night.
And thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.